Ron Lowry has been taking pictures since high school. He's been flying airplanes for 24 years. Today, he combines both talents by producing wonderful photographs by flying as high as 12,000 feet to as low as 50 feet. His first book captured the route of famous explorers Lewis and Clark called Chasing Lewis and Clark Across America, a 21st Century Aviation Adventure. Mr. Lowry loves to ride motorcycles and oftentimes took photographs while traveling the open road, but he couldn't take some pictures he wanted due to barbed wire fences and, well, you know, no trespassing signs. But he got around such obstacles by taking it to the air.
When you're flying, you know, it releases you from gravity, and you can choose your perspective from unlimited positions. So if you want to shoot a shot above the clouds looking at the river at 12,000 feet, just go up there and shoot it. But if you want to get down and smell the mud in the swamps, you can get down low. You know, I fly at 50 feet sometimes, altitude.
Now you are working on establishing a book, The Tennessee River.
Yeah.
What made you decide to tackle that project?
Primarily because it looked to me that people didn't appreciate the river that much or understand it. And you see evidence of it everywhere. And just, you know, people know their fishing hole and where they go swimming or skiing and all that. And it's the little segment of the river, but they don't understand the beauty from my perspective. Like if you're going down the river in a boat or, you know, looking at the river from the ground, it's like a smooth, flat surface. But from my aerial perspective, you see the curves of the river, you know, blended with the textures of the land is what gives me, you know, artistic challenges.
How did you go about planning? I mean, first of all, as you said once before, that you have to go up on a clear day and you look for a picturesque scene. So you could take, 20 shots of one large tributary or mountain and choose the best one. How do you go about planning what shots to take?
Well, a lot of it isn't planning. It's you plan an area, and you like I get up before dawn just to get a twilight shot of the sunrise coming up with that special morning light, and that's it's just beautiful, the things you discover. I mean, it's about discovery more so than planning.
And what in your eyes have you discovered that many people really don't realize about the Tennessee River?
Well, my favorite area is the Tennessee River Gorge. And it's when you get up there above the gorge, you know, you got the mountains which are over 2,000 feet high, and this river, you know, winds through the gorge. That's a very oddity of geography, because, you know, geologists say it's a freak of nature because it should have gone south and not tried to, you know, chisel its way through the mountains there. And to see, you know, the gorge, and then with Chattanooga just beyond it. I mean, you're only like 5 minutes away from the Tennessee River Gorge. You know, boaters on it, you know, really love it or taking the riverboat, but very few people have the perspective I do.
Are there any other parts of the river beyond Chattanooga going towards, Paducah, Kentucky, that you can tell us about?
Well, Muscle Shoals. You know, there's a beautiful, you know, the islands there that form the shoals is fascinating. Just like an abstract art, and there's pictures of that in the book. And, you know, all the way up to Paducah, you got land between the lakes, which is natural, you know, all these parks and stuff that is just fascinating just to see things around the next river bend. And I don't fly real high most of the time. It's my average altitude is about 1,200 feet. But if I see an interesting shot like the land between the lakes, you got Lake Barkley, the Cumberland River coming in beside the Tennessee River up there at the land between the lakes. So I chose to go to 10,000 feet to get a sunrise or sunset shot looking down on it, so you can see both rivers and how they meet and combine with the Ohio River. In Paducah, it was fascinating because here I'm, this town is situated where four major rivers come through there, the Ohio, the Mississippi, the Tennessee, and the Cumberland. So in one evening flight, had a fantastic evening flight. And we took off from the Kentucky Dam airport there.
I'm Mark Colbert, and I'm speaking with photographer and pilot Ron Lowry about his forthcoming book on the Tennessee River, from the Appalachian Mountains to its merger with the Ohio River in Paducah, Kentucky. Now, the book will be called Tennessee River, Sparkling Gem of the South. And it says in here that oftentimes it's hard to get a table book published here in America. Why is that?
Well, it's expensive. It's just the cost of production, you know, versus this one was printed, this Lewis and Clark book was printed in China. And, but we wanted to make it, this one, an American product. Full American product, so it costs considerably more to print it here.
And you're going to Kickstarter to look for financial support. How's that going?
Well, it's going pretty well. 10% already of our goal, and we got like 20-some days to go, 22 days to go.
And what happens, hopefully you will reach that goal, but what do you do if you don't?
Well, then we just have to dip more into savings or take out more of a loan to do it. Or, you know, get it printed overseas.
If you would like to help Mr. Lowry's campaign on Kickstarter, go to www.ronlowry.com. By the way, Mr. Lowry is also planning books about the Mississippi River, Ohio River, the Rio Grande River system, and the Potomac River. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.